environment for testimonies. This is an environment for God to be able to be glorified in what He did, the lives of youth, lives of our children yesterday. Hey, Harper. Hey, buddy. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, no place I'd rather be than here with God's people, praising Him. I just have to tell you, to me, this is church, where we just forget about the things that we've known before, and we just say, God, we're hungry for You. We desire You. Thank You for Your passion. Thank You for your drive and not satisfied with where you're at. And like we've been encouraged, tomorrow, keep the same passion. You know, I encourage you to do whatever you need to do spiritually to keep yourself burning. You know, because it is a fight. I mean, I wake up some mornings and I go, oh, my goodness. Thank the Lord, but I'm going, oh, man. I remember yesterday. I say, no, today's a brand new day. His mercies are new every morning. I'm going to walk in the newness that He's brought. Let's see how we're going to do this. So let me start with the children. Did any of you bring your books with you? You did? Didn't bring them up here, though, huh? Do you have them down there? Oh, yeah. Because I want them to be able to share, but I don't want them to like go blank. We had our children's transformed and our impact transformed. The children went till about 12:30 with lessons, and we had a half-hour lunch. And we went through all the sessions, the same sessions. Of course, we taught them a little different to make it so that they would understand it. Because if we were doing it like we did it for the men, they'd be scratching their heads most of the time. But we had them write down what they were most impacted with or most touched them or that communicated to them or what God spoke to their heart during each session. And I see only one person brought their... Does anybody else have their book? I see. So I'm going to go ahead and have Caitlin come on up because I know she likes to share. And she's got her book. And what I'd like you to do is, first of all, before you talk, find the two, I guess you could say, best things out of there. She wrote really good. She's really got great notes. And share them with them, and then you can say what yesterday meant for you, okay? Okay.
Should I just read them?
Yeah, you want me to hold it for you?
Jesus died on the cross so we could live on the earth and died for our sins.
Amen. Come on. And what's the other one?
This one?
Oh, that's a good one. Your mom and dad are going to be happy you read this one.
You need to obey your parents to get good privileges.
There you go. So that it'll go well with you, right? So you want to go ahead and say something about yesterday or... Okay. That's why we have the papers. Anybody else? Yes, good job. You want to share about? No. Desiree? No. Anybody else want to share of the children? You're not children. Yeah, he's ready to share. He's ready to roll. Well, I'm going to go ahead and have Kendra come up because I think it'd be cute. And maybe teach the adults something. Oh, boy. And have the kids come up behind her. We learned a song, remember? So can we sing it with her? This is a song that was like brand new yesterday for them. I've never heard it before, so. Okay, so get ready. You're going to learn about basically how a donut relates with Jesus. So are you ready? I'd never heard this before. I thought she was making it up as she went. So here we go. Here you go.
Okay, guys, come on up. It helps to have a prop. So pretend like there's like a donut, you know, with a hole in the middle. And then they have a little donut nugget. Okay, that makes more sense. All right, ready? Oh, that's right. Okay.
This is good.
Life without Jesus is like a donut. Like a donut, like a donut. Life without Jesus is like a donut, 'cause there's a hole in the middle of your heart. It might be okay for a while. Then the truth of... I had notes in front of me when I sang this song. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
And what she did, she took the donut hole, you know, just the donut holes you buy, and put it in the center, and that's Jesus. So if you guys want to know about what it means to receive Christ, it's like a donut. So okay, well, children, thank you. God bless you. You guys did great. Praise the Lord. You can be seated if you want. Or you can stay up if you want. Joshua? Yes, and I do want to thank all the teachers yesterday that taught, really helped the kids, Tyson and Angela, Kendra, and myself, and Lynette, to get them to understand those truths that we all have all learned at Encounters and Transformed. Joshua, take it.
Especially the donut one. What's the scripture reference for that? That he, yeah. Okay. Well, it was a good song. And we actually learned a song, too. And do you guys want to sing it? God is like an apple. I'm teasing. A lot of my students, well, they're not mine, they're God's. But this is a first Transformed we did for youth as the Impact Student Ministry. And it was... Well, quite frankly, it was bomb. And it is new. As, you know, actually everyone we do lately, whether it be for, you know, young or old, they're all, seems like they're brand new. You know, well, they are. And we learned a lot, but we didn't necessarily stick to what we knew as a Transformed, and we saw God move. Now, I don't have a lot of willing souls that will speak to share their testimonies, but there are a couple, and I'm going to go ahead and invite them in. The first one I know first, right, is probably Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, Celine. Everybody I ask, I go over and I say, do you want to talk? And they're like, I'm like, yeah. They're like, no, Josh, no. Celine, I'm like, do you want to talk? She's like, yep. I don't even get to finish my sentence. So, Celine, come on up here.
Yesterday, Michelle had spoke on this thing. It was a question. It said, what do you desire? And I was, like, sitting right there in the front row, and I was, like, thinking, like, oh, I don't know, you know? And when I got there, like, I really wasn't expecting. I really didn't have, like, expectations. I just felt like whatever, you know, I came because I wanted to. And then when she said that, it was like the question was running through my mind, and then Josh had us do this exercise where he gave us a piece of paper, and we had to write things, and we'd go in like this place where we just felt comfortable without no one around, and I'd gone in the far corner over there, and I had like sat there, and I was like writing. And the moment I had put the pen on the paper, I just started bawling. I don't know why. I just started bawling. I was like, what in the world is this all about? And then when we got done, I think you had us watch a video, right? Yeah, he had us watch a video, and it was about this dad and his little boy and this train. And in the background is a preacher talking. And what's it called? Towards the end of it, this little boy, the dad had put this, man, I don't know how to explain it. The dad worked at this train train thing, and then the dad had showed him like a while back of this red button where you could like push it and the railroad would go down like really fast, you know. And then there was this train and the railroad was going up, and the little boy had ran to it, and he knew that it would, you know, save the people, I guess. And then the little boy had fell in, and the dad had to sacrifice his son to save the world. And in the train there's this lady who would shoot up heroin, and when the dad, you could see the grief on his face, and it had made me oh crap,
I'm okay. She got slain in the spirit. I'm okay.
And it had made me cry. I was crying a lot. And what's it called? After that, the lady had dropped whatever she was doing, you know, to shoot it up, and she just quit. And then at the end of the video, the dad was walking in town, and he had saw her with her baby. So he had sacrificed his son to save the world. And with that, I cried. Oh my gosh, you don't even know. I was bawling my head off. And then he had sent us to our state places again. And I started crying even more and all of this. And I was just looking at the things that I wrote on the thing, and I was on my paper, and I was thinking about the video. And so I had ripped it up, and I had it through to the cross, and I was like, Jesus, this is yours. It's not mine anymore. And I'm free.
And you know what? It really is that simple. That's what we try. We try to make it so difficult sometimes. So we have the cross up here. And what she's speaking of is, on what do you desire? We had them, gave them each a piece of paper. We had the lights dimmed down, and we were up here. So I had each one of them go in their own area, go by themselves, and write down. I said, there's you and there's God, and whatever prevents you from fully walking with God, I want you to write that down. What is it that you desire? And it could be a whole assortment of things, and it's not limited to one thing, but whatever it is that's preventing you from fully entering into a walk with God or going deeper in the things of God, I want you to write it down. Then during forgiveness, I had them write some stuff down as well. And later on, they come up, and we prayed, and we did some things, and they ripped all these papers up. And Pastor Eric had done an illustration on breaking chains, and we put those up here, and they were ripped. And this whole thing was just a mess with ripped up papers signifying what Christ had done for them that day. And as she said, that's it. It's done. So, yeah, praise God. So, young Allison.
Yesterday was good.
Yes.
At the beginning, I had Michelle pray for me. And then Eric's session, chains be broken, touched me. Because I wanted the enemy out of me, and I wanted to be free. And at the end, Michelle and Eric were praying for me, and I started praying in tongues. And I felt free.
And you are free. Come on. Yeah, now mind you, she was pursuing and seeking God, and so she made a point. She's like Zacchaeus, you know, like me. Like, she climbed that tree, and she's like, I want to be free, and I don't care what it takes. And, yeah, so. All right, here we go. Come on. Katie.
Okay. Okay, so when I first came, I didn't really know what to expect, and so I'm just going to go with it. So at the beginning, we did a small group, and they were asking us what we desire, and I was like, I don't know, just whatever comes and stuff. So when we also did the thing with the chains, and I felt better, and I was praying right here at the altar. That's where my private spot was, and it was really cool. And then, I don't know, I felt like I was hungry for more. And so then when we did the, what'd you speak on, the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit and stuff. And then after Josh was done, he asked if anyone wanted to speak in tongues or try to learn. And I did, and me and Nancy and Kendra and Tanya were all praying, and I got to speak in tongues.
And she was bawling. And I looked over, and I was over here praying. I look over, and she just bawling. And I'm telling you, man, God is so good. We got to learn another language. I mean, come on. That is the bomb. I mean, there's no limits to God. Yes.
And she also, once she got filled with the Holy Spirit, she didn't stop there. She started praying for others to receive the Holy Spirit as well. She just couldn't help herself. But a lot of these children came because they had seen the changes that are happening in the home already, and they wanted something more. And you guys, this is so awesome. Like, this is the differences that have been made in these children's lives and how much more they're going to be able to affect people. So
I'm going to ask you guys to stand up with us. I want to pray over these young students. We prayed last night at Saturday Night Prayer, and I just want to keep this, I want to keep it going, because just like Barb shared, the enemy, I mean, he knows. He's a dummy, but he knows what he's doing, and he's going to attack these students, and he's going to... Michael wants to share. And I'm sorry, Michael, for passing me. Anyway, so I want to keep that atmosphere after Michael shares. Sorry, Michael, I apologize.
It's all right.
I swear you went like this when I said...
During Tanya's session, I was writing down stuff, and I was thinking, God has a bigger plan for me. And you just have to ask him and speak to him. Ask God, what do you have for me? And trust and seek in God.
Amen. Amen. That's it right there. Trust and seek in God. You want to pray over them? So I'm going to ask Nancy to pray. I'm going to ask you guys to agree. And we're going to just pray a prayer of just solidify what's already happened. Nancy, you're on a roll. Let's
keep rolling.
All right, so Lord, I just pray, Father, that you would seal up everything that has happened in these children, God. Like I asked last night, Father, that you would just allow them to acknowledge the fact that it is done, it's finished, it's at the cross, God, and that they remember today, Father. So when those things arise against them, God, that they can kick the devil in the face and say, no, you know what, that's finished, God. And my God healed me from that, and he took those chains off of me. And Lord, that they would help each other and encourage each other, Father, to seek the Lord, God, and not stop with where they are, God, or be okay with being stagnant, Lord, but that they would continue to pursue you, Father, with one another, God, and help each other, lift each other up, Jesus, and start speaking with a boldness, God, that they would not let up on the things of you, God, but press on into the things of you, God, and step into your will, Father, like never before, Lord. And that the parents in the home, God, that they would step up with your children, Father, and help teach them, God, the tools that they have to use, Father, and bring families together like never before, Father. And I just thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Father. I just want to hear a big clap for what God did in their lives. Many of them... Many of them did not share, and that's okay. Is there anybody that wants to share that I missed? Anybody back there hiding with glasses and a white shirt? Just joking. I'm just joking. Zach, I kept looking at him. I said, you want to share? He's like, no. I'm like, okay. He's like, no, I don't. So I keep looking back at him going, winking at him every once in a while. He's like, But you know what? Even though they didn't share, you need to know that God, he's no respecter of persons. He can touch a 2-year-old, an 80-year-old. It doesn't matter. God is God. And he's clearly, like Nancy said, he's moving right now. And he wants every one of us to just rejoice in what he's doing. He just wants a relationship with us. And I believe that some of these were, it was created, and for others it was deepened yesterday. And I know for me it was. And so I just encourage that God is moving. Nancy, the Holy Spirit is here today, and Nancy has said it head on that we need to be encouraging these young men and women, because they need to see what it's like in the homes on a day-to-day basis, what it means to serve Jesus Christ with our lives in a relationship led by the Spirit, glorifying the Father through the Son. And I'm done. Praise the Lord. Yeah, give it up for them.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
You guys are dismissed. Get out of here. Yeah.
I think I'm going to switch.
Praise the Lord. Well, we're transitioning here for a moment now, not quite done with service. And as victorious and powerful and everything as this weekend was, I have some great news for the kingdom of God, and some not so great news for us as specifically Church on the Move. And with that said, I'm going to ask Brian and Connie, Eric and Zach, to please come up. On Thursday, Gaylene, would you please come up, hon? On Thursday, we met with Brian and Connie. And if you guys don't know, Brian is about almost 6 years. 6 years. Came about springtime to an encounter. And we connected and we knitted hearts. And he started coming to a Friday morning cell that I had. And I think did we create a Wednesday morning cell, I think, or something like that? Yeah, we started a Wednesday morning cell. It's when I had like 4 cells going, and one was at midnight. I don't know what I was thinking, but just hungry for God and to share the love of God with people. But Brian and I have connected over the years and become, you know, good friends, brothers in Christ. We've seen a lot of men change, a lot of lives change. Connie's been just a faithful woman of God and supporting the women's ministry, and they have both been really head of our greeters and ushers. But they are kind of homesick, and they have a family that goes to another church, and it's their whole family, and they're getting up in age. I mean, they're not like, you know,
70s.
That's, you know, I'm 50, so yeah, 70s is a little more than me. But they really have been having a burden for their family, not just the ones who are saved, but the ones who are unsaved. And they started sharing that with me, and I could tell right away what was going on. But I'll tell you what, this couple is seed in the kingdom of God. This couple is seed. And what I mean by that is that we've had an opportunity to be part of this seed. As some of you are new here and stuff, and you haven't had the privilege of knowing Connie and Brian and even Eric and Zach, but they have been a wonderful family, and we are blessed. We've been blessed to have them, but they're going to be going to another church, and so we are planting them as seed. We were laughing, and I was like joyful. I'm saying, okay, God, this is you. Because, I mean, what should be a sad moment, and is sad, because we're going to miss you. We're going to miss having you around, you know, and, you know, chumming around and having fun and stuff. But he's still going to drop in on Wednesday morning prayer, he said. So I'm going to keep you to that, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I'm sure, you know, as I told him, I said, we want to be part of your lives, the rest of your lives. We don't want this to be like where you go someplace and it's like, okay, well, you know, been good knowing you. The kingdom of God should not be like that. The kingdom of God should be where our hearts are connected, where we stay family. Because, you know, you can't get rid of your family and your family. But we want to bless them.
We want to prophesy over them. We want them. I said, I want you guys to go and bear. There we go. Bear amazing fruit and fruit that will remain. I want what's been planted in them, you know, watered in them, nourished in them, and what they've done in us to bear fruit. I want these last 6 years to make a difference in the kingdom of God. And we love you guys. We're sad to see you go, but, you know, you're just across town, you know. I mean, someone said, but it's different. You can't be, like, with them on Sunday morning. That's true, not in flesh, but in spirit, right? There's no distance in the spirit. So let's pray. Let's bless them. Thank you, guys, for your service. Thank you for your love, your friendship. Thank you, guys, that you have been there, you know, when it's been tough and when it's been times of rejoicing. We've had some amazing encounters, haven't we? Yeah. Brian says, I remember the time. And I remember the time. Several of them. Yeah. So do you want to say something?
I do.
I think you do. Yeah.
This has been 6 years of growing. And you guys have had a part. And Pastor Mike and Gay have been tremendous. It's been, I'm speaking for Connie, because she won't speak. but I know she has said this, and through the encounter process, when we came to this church, we said, going to this encounter is like being born again, new in faith. Challenged to walk, you know, for God on a deeper level and to touch other people's lives in a meaningful way. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for putting trust in us, loving us, helping us grow in the Lord.
Amen. It's just started.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. One mass of staff, team, to come, and let's surround this family, and let's bless them. If you feel so inspired, you grab the microphone from me, and you pray over them too. Now, this one prayer isn't going to be necessarily the answer to everything in the future, but I want them to know that our hearts are so for them, and that we believe so much in the God that's inside of them and the call that's in their lives. And that we will joy and rejoice when you guys rejoice. And we will weep when you guys weep. But just know that you guys being sent out now at this time, I'm saying sent out because we're sending you. I'm not, you know, this is us helping another body in the city. And we believe that when you go, a new anointing is going to come on you. And that house that you go to, that family you go to, is going to be re-energized in the things of God. And I know they're on fire, but you're going to bring something to that house. I declare that now in Jesus' name. And that you are going to be a blessing in that house. Not just to your family, but to that whole family of God that's there. Lord, we declare right now, God, we declare, God, that this family, God, will be used for your glory. We mean the whole family, God. Lord, we thank you, God, that what the enemy had meant for evil, God, in the early years of their life, God, you have turned around, God, and made it for their good. God, what was their setbacks has become their strengths, God. And Lord, we declare right now in Jesus' name, we prophesy that they will become, Lord, great in the kingdom of God. Lord, they will be used mightily, Lord, to touch lives, not on their family, Lord, but the lives, Lord, of the family of God they're going to go be with. Lord, we thank you, God, for this man of God. We thank you for this woman of God. And Lord, these two young ones, God, that are coming up in the ways of God, we thank you, Lord, that they are going to be, Lord, lights, Lord, in this dark world, God, that when they enter places, God, that people will know that they're yours, Lord, and they will be drawn to them, Lord, even as a moth is drawn to a flame. We declare, God, that their finances are in your hands. Lord, their relationships are in your hands. Lord, you are their source. I know that, God. And Lord, we declare, God, that nothing in the enemy will have success in their life, Lord. We declare, God, that they will bear fruit, and they will bear fruit that will remain. We bless them now. We bless them as their family. And we say we love them. And we send them with joy. We send them, Lord, with expectation. And we look for the glorious things that you're going to do in this couple. In Jesus' name and in this family. And everybody said, amen. Nobody else grabbed the mic, but I was going. Praise God.
Oh. I just got to say, I got one thing up on everybody here. They're my neighbors. They're my neighbors.
You can always walk up the hill and say hi.
Yeah. Yeah, I just reach out my window.
So we'll just close the curtains and lock the door.
This guy. And we're good friends, too. Yep. Don't believe what he says.
Praise the Lord. Wasn't God good? Amen. He is good. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you.
She would have spoken in the final moment. Bless you guys.
Okay, you go and you bear fruit. Praise God. Well, Pastor Gay, oh, I have a few things to do. Thank you. Okay,
We are having a Northwest Women's Conference that we go to every year. It's in Battleground, and it's coming up on the 13th and 14th. If you're interested, I do need to see you after church to make sure that you're signed up on the list. And I do want to remind you that the cost of the $65 includes the gas over, the motel that night, and the conference fee. So, and then there's plenty of food that they provide at the conference. So it's really a very, very good price for us to hear good, solid word. And these women of God that are coming to speak are just great speakers. So if you plan on going, please make sure and come see me, okay, after church. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Also, we didn't put it on the announcements, but this coming Saturday night at 6 p.m., we will be at Tyson Angela Honer's home, which is on 24th Avenue, 621 South 24th. I'll also send out a text if you need to know. For those of you who don't know about it, we have a Saturday night prayer that goes to host homes. And it is an amazing time. We've had some really glorious times in the presence of the Lord. We had an amazing time last night. We're in the furnace of God and just experiencing His power in our lives. And I just want to encourage you to join us. You know, just come and, you know, come as you are. You don't have to, it's nothing fancy. Sometimes we'll play, you know, a guitar. Sometimes we'll just play canned music. But God shows up when his people gather. When two or more gather, he shows up. Actually, he's there with you in your room by yourself. But something happens in the group gathering and in a one accord and a unity. So if you would like to be a host home, we have May 5th, May 12th open. We're booked all the way through April 28th. We're booked. I like that. And May 12th's open, and there's a few more spots. So if you'd like to sign up, I'm not going to pass it around, but just come on up, and I encourage you, let your home be blessed. For those of you who have had 24, not 24 prayer, but for those of you who have had Saturday night prayer in your home, have you been blessed when it comes? Amen? Can I get an amen or raise your hand or something? Praise God. Okay, one more thing. I have the This is why I said 24/7. 24/7 prayer sheets. So if you're on 24/7 prayer, that's this coming Friday. Come get your sheet, and the rest of you will get them in the email. So God bless you all. I want you to know that God is doing great things in this day. I want you to expect him to do something every day in your life. I want you to listen to the Holy Spirit. When he speaks to you, be obedient. Respond, even if something simple. You start doing those simple steps, and you'll be amazed at where God takes you. Love you guys. God bless.